شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you very much, President. I'd like to greet you and your colleagues and congratulate you on the excellent way you have been managing the work of this session.
Jordan, we take pride in dealing with refugees as human beings, as our brethren, and never as mere numbers. As a small country, we continue to be a model of refuge and protection, especially as we have hosted in particular over 1.3 million of our Syrian brethren for almost 10 years now, with over 85% of them residing outside of camps within their hosting communities. At one point, the Za'atari camp in Jordan was the third biggest city in Jordan. Of course, this situation has become nowadays exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. We continue to provide basic necessary services to refugees. Schools are run on double shifts in order to provide education and accommodate for Syrian students in our national schools. Healthcare includes refugees in these times of pandemic, as well as the issuance of work permits for Syrian refugees in Jordan despite severe pressure on the Jordanian labor market. All of the above mentioned was done while facing tremendous economic challenges with considerable unemployment rates, immense pressure severely impacting our health, water, education, electricity sectors. Due to this protracted situation, our national debt had risen and a 71% deficit occurred in this year's Jordan's response plan, where $637.7 million of the originally planned $2.2 billion were funded. The commitment of our friends and partners in the international community remain invaluable in addressing those challenges. Mr. Chairman, Mr. High Commissioner, in Jordan, we do our utmost in treating every person inside our borders in the same manner. We value the collaboration between the UNHCR and our Ministry of Health in the essential task of prevention in the spread of COVID-19 and public awareness, as well as its cooperation with our Ministry of Education in order to make e-learning more accessible for refugee students. The recent visit of the High Commissioner to Jordan a few weeks ago is a testament to this long-standing cooperation and proof that a willing hosting country like Jordan needs to be perceived as a true partner. In this regard, we echo the call of the High Commissioner upon the international community to realize the importance for more solidarity and support in the world. Burden and responsibility sharing among countries worldwide remains to be a pillar that has to be reinforced. It is of concern to learn that the UNHCR's dedicated budget in Jordan is witnessing a 51% funding gap. Mobilizing various resources is indispensable in order to adequately fund the required budgeted amounts. While our Jordan response plan for this year amounts to $2.2 billion, again, only 30% of it has been covered by the international community. And it's a plan to address the needs of refugees and their hosting communities. Mr. Chairman, Mr. High Commissioner, seeking solutions for protracted situations even in times of peril is an enormous task, but not an impossible one. Not an impossible one to realize if there is a collective will towards addressing it. We express our concern regarding the modest numbers of resettlement figures, and we also encourage voluntary return, but the numbers have been below expectation. There is no doubt that more should be done to facilitate the refugees voluntary return in greater numbers into their countries to help build a better future. But we always need to be reminded that the responsibility towards refugees is that of all of the international community to shoulder, including in assisting in creating conducive conditions for the safe return of refugees until the conflict is finally resolved. Mr. Chairman, we salute the efforts of UNHCR and the High Commissioner for their indomitable efforts in these times of increased challenges. Thank you very much.